Hello again, and from me, Ian Cottier, welcome to this week's selection of the very best of brass band listening. Just a bit different tonight, well, just a little bit. The great music is there, the virtuosity of the players is unchanged, but tonight all the tracks that you will hear are by one band, Grimthorpe. In one way, they're the very personification of the brass band tradition. Not as long established as some of the other colliery bands, just over 100 years, in fact, during the dark years of the First World War. But now the name of Grimthorpe is synonymous with high-class music-making, and that, I think, now is enough of the intro. Let's get on with the music. Not a true brass band march, but written by the American march king, John Philip Sousa, it's The Thunderer. That's got us off to a brisk start, and we stay on the other side of the Atlantic for our overture. Max Sennett, through his Keystone Studios, dominated film comedy during the early decades of the 20th century, the heyday of silent films. Even I remember the Keystone Cops, but not, of course, in their original outings. His tempestuous relationship with his star actress Mabel Normand is the subject of Jerry Herman's 1974 musical Mac and Mabel. Here's the overture. Thank you. Mac and Mabel, and for tonight's solo, it's America again. Indeed, it's the Sousa Band again, this time represented by Sousa's euphonium soloist, Herman Belstead. Belstead wrote a series of solos, many of which are still popular over 100 years on. Here's Grimthorpe's euphonium soloist, Michael Dodd, to play Napoli.
Thank you.
Michael Dodd of tonight's featured band, Grimethorpe. The major work in tonight's programme has been a top favourite of mine for many years, and I think it'll make a real impression, whether you're already familiar with it or hearing it for the first time. It's the finale of Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, a real tour de force of an arrangement by Frank Renton, who also conducts the performance. Just take a few minutes break now from whatever you're doing and marvel at this.
Thank you.
Was I right? Absolutely brilliant. Grimethorpe on majestic form. But great bands, and Grimethorpe is one of the greatest, are nothing if not versatile. So just to prove a point, here's a genuine audience pleaser. Great melodies from Sir Arthur Sullivan, great arrangements by Gordon Langford, and the usual immaculate performance by Grimethorpe. And then to follow that, tonight's second solo. Over the years, I've introduced this many times, and it's a little gem if you like the sound of a trombone. I do, of course, having played one for years and years. But there's an interesting Isle of Man connection, too, for the composer is Peter Neal. There's a Manx name for you. And he was, in his early part of his career, a member of Douglas Town Band, here in the island. And well, it's a great solo, and it's called Blue John. John. Now, I've never quite made up my mind whether this is about some young man who's unhappy, probably crossed in love, or a reference to the famous caverns near the village of Castleton in Derbyshire. No matter, really, a super solo composed by a Manxman living away. And now for a spot of Glenn Miller, popular songs that have stood the test of time. And then for our next solo, we're taken back from World War II American swing to early 20th century Vienna as soprano cornet Kevin Crockford plays an enduringly popular song from Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow, Velia. Grimethorpe's Kevin Crockford. And we continue with another solo, this time for the tenor horn. Popular song, jazz standard, instrumental. This ticks all the boxes, but although it was hugely popularised by Ella Fitzgerald, Errol Garner didn't originally compose it as a song. And here is a very fine arrangement for band by Derek Broadbent, Misty. And to follow that, we go to the musical stage for one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's finest, arranged by Stephen Buller, Love Changes Everything. Indeed it does.
Thank you.
Love changes everything. And finally, with the studio clock doing its level best to beat us, I'll have to close the record box for another week. Just time, though, for Grimethorpe to close the show with a very popular hymn tune, Pen Lan. I hope you've all enjoyed tonight's choices. If so, join me next week and I'll try to do it again. Good night.